It's a joy to be back tonight.
Amen, brother.
I mean, it's a real joy. I want to say something here before I get bent out of shape and forget about things, but I'm thankful and blessed and honored to be able to be gathered with you folks tonight and for today. I know how real God is in Alabama. But he's still real up here too. Do you know that? He's still real. And I thank him for that. That he is real. It ain't a place that you go and find him. You got to find him in here. And if you ain't got him in here, well, you need to run somewhere else looking for him, for you ain't there. But I appreciate Brother Heights, well, like I said, me and him, we talk on the phone right smart, different times and things, and he asked me to come, and, well, I could have been a lot of places tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm here in Westside Baptist Church.
That's right.
Where people love God. I appreciate every one of you. As like I said, I may not have got around and shook hands with you. But it's on me. I want to try to get around and shake hands with everybody and let you know that it was a blessing to meet you. And it's a blessing just to get to sit and worship God with you. I like the way you worship. Amen. According to the scripture, there ain't but one way.
Right. Yeah.
That's in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Well, most everybody kind of lacks the spirit side of it.
I do, yes.
And I like the spirit side.
Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
But it said the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And truth. Amen. This right here is what most folks, they love the spirit part of it. And ain't nobody love it no better than I do. But boy, I love it when somebody pick up this old book right here and begin to dig down and get where I'm at and loosen the ground up around me. Amen. Thank God to help me where I grow a little. Amen. We all need digging up, loosening up once in a while. Amen. I'm satisfied this man right here does it. Well,
amen.
I've been again running here and yonder trying to figure out maybe where that the Lord wants me to go. If y'all ain't preachers and ain't never done it, you don't understand. But there's a God that supplies.
Yes, it is.
Whatever you need.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm talking about if you're in need.
God.
I sat here a while ago and I looked at that old flag right there.
Uh-huh.
That I love.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
A lot of people don't love it, but I love that old flag.
Amen.
And what it stands for. Our men and our women that have served and, amen, thank God and took care of, fixed it where we didn't have to go off to war, have war over here. Amen, it's kept it over yonder. But I have got uneasy feeling about all of this. Got a real uneasy feeling about America. How many of you love it tonight?
Amen.
Whoa, I don't know of a better place in this world than America. but something happened to her. You pray for me for just a minute. I probably won't try not to keep you too long. But you got your Bibles, you can turn to the book of Amos. And if I can get this read, I run off and left my glasses at the house, and I'll do my best to get this read if I can. Fourth chapter of the book of Amos. If I guess if I had maybe a thought or a title or whatever to what's on my mind, there is a cure.
Yeah. Amen.
There is a cure. Starting in verse number 6, it said, "And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in your cities, and went abroad in all your places, and yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord." Verse number 8, he said, "So two or three cities wandered into one city and drank water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blastings of mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palm worm that devoured them. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord." Verse number 10, "I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up into your nostrils. Yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were also a firebird plucked out of the burning. Yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore will I do unto thee, O Israel, I will do unto Do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God." When I read these right here and I look around and I study about things and I've seen what all has come in our days that we're living in right now, and all the pestilence. Now, they was for a long time. When I first started out, I was figuring that to be insects. But as time went on and I began to realize, and hey, I pulled up, the meaning of this, and the pestilence is what we have here in America today. Yeah. This is what they are running from and dodging and doing everything in the world. They trying to get all kind of cures. And amen. Now you may agree with me, you may disagree. But when I think about all of this right here that has settled on us, I've seen a bunch of people that have went back on the Lord. How can you say that, preacher? After the service we had this morning. I'm going to tell you something. There was nothing wrong with the service this morning. Nothing wrong with it. But 30 years ago, what would it have been? 30 years ago, everybody in the house probably would have been on the floor. A helping you out. Shouting and all of that have taken place and that have drifted away from our churches. It has in mine. I've been there when they shouted and everything just had a good time in the Lord. But, amen, we're down to the place now. Amen, it's kind of hard to get somebody, amen, off of the bench to even testify. Amen, our testimonies are just about gone anymore. Amen, our shouts, amen, have just about gone anymore. Godly people have just about gone. Amen, these things right here, amen, that right there stood for. Amen. Thank God our forefathers, amen, put some things in order. Amen. And fixed it for you and I. Amen. Thank God for us how to have a place, amen, to go to and worship. Amen. Thank God and honor the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right. They still a care for America. I don't see it happening, really. I don't see it coming. But there is a cure. Now then, I want to say this here. If you're here, and you've been born again, washed in the blood, set apart, amen, thank God and made a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven, amen. Thank God you better hold that, amen, near to your heart.
Amen.
You better hold it near to your heart. Amen. It wouldn't be surprising that one of these days, Brother Hatch would get a call from somebody or think, hey, they've shut Westside Baptist Church down. Amen. Because of the way they worship and love the Lord. You love him tonight?
Yeah,
I said, do you love him?
Yeah,
bless the Lord. Amen. I love him tonight. Amen. Thank God I've got a reason. Amen. Thank God that dwells, amen, down inside of me. Amen. If all of these plagues come, amen, thank God. Amen. I've done one thing. Amen. I have prepared, amen, to meet the Lord.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right.
I don't know. It may not bother y'all like it does. Sometimes it gets in me. And it begins to get all over me. Sometimes it gets in my feet.
Amen.
It gets all over me sometimes. I can't help it. And preacher, what is the cure for all of this? I'm going to tell you something. It ain't Johnson & Johnson that's going to cure it.
Right.
It ain't Pfizer that's going to cure it.
Amen.
Well, do you know? Yes, I know the cure.
Yes.
Hey, man, I've got it. It's right there, wrote in this book.
Amen.
Hallelujah yes.
to God.
Amen. Well, what is it, preacher?
Yes.
He said, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, amen, thank God, and pray. Well, seek the face of the Lord and turn. Turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive your sins and heal your land. Is that the cure? Well, you can't do it for the whole world.
No, sir.
You can't do it for the whole world.
No, sir. Right.
And none of you can do it for the whole world. But I'm going to tell you what we've got to do. Hey, man, they're going to get me one of these days. Now, y'all, some of y'all don't know, understand, and know. Hey, man, how it is down around Mount Moriah.
Uh-huh.
For my wife has asked me a few times, said, what are you trying to do? Get them to run you off? No, I ain't trying to get them to run me off. Hey, man, but we need to understand a little bit, hey, man, of what's in this book right here. It's all right to preach salvation.
Yeah.
Man ought to.
Yes, right.
I'm talking about preaching.
Yeah.
Get on your face somewhere.
Amen.
Don't come down here and get a hold of Brother Hatchett's hand. Hey, man, tell him to pray for you to be saved.
That's right. You're right,
brother. Amen. When it hits you, amen, find your way down here and get on your face, amen, before God and begin to cry out, amen, for God, how to save you. Whoa, Lord. Bless his name. Well, you know what I like to see? Amen, I love to see people. Boy, I love to see it when they're sitting there, hey man, on the bench, boy, and it looks like, hey man, they'd rather just slap you down, hey man, is to look at you. How about just keep preaching? Hey man, after a while, hey man, old time, a convict and draw it, power of God set up on them. Whoa. See them. Just miserable as miserable can be. I like to see them get like that.
Yes,
hey, man, I love to see it. Hey, man, get on them before they just nearly pick the bench up off, hey, man, the floor. Hey, man, a gripping head. Hey, man, thank God. Hey, man, I don't know your hearts tonight. If you're here lost and undone, hey, man, if you've just walked away from the Lord, hey, man, well, listen to me. He's still right here.
That's right.
He's still right here.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Amen. With outstretched arms.
Amen.
Outstretched arms.
Yes, sir.
Preacher.
Yes.
Ain't no need you worrying about me. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you this right here. Hey, man, sinners, hey, man, is what causes me, hey, man, to do what I do. Sinners is what caused me to drive all the way up here, Brother Hatch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't know here, I don't know any of you. And I don't know your hearts.
Right.
But God does.
Right.
And you do.
Yeah.
How many of you would take a good survey of your heart tonight? Would you do your quick survey?
Yes, we should, Lord. Yes.
He said, if my people, who are we? Are we his people? Are we not? Somehow, we have drifted away from these things that makes the power of God draw sinners. We've drifted away from it. Hey man, I've heard about camp meetings. I've been in camp meetings. And I've seen it where the power of God was real in them. And I'm talking about a place where sinners would get right with God. I remember a time when we were kids growing up and there was a revival took place where my dad was a pastor in that little old church. It was smaller than this one. Small church. But the windows was up. It was hot in the middle of the summertime. The preachers would be a-preaching. I'm talking about with sweat running out of their shoes. But boy, after a while, when they would begin to give the altar call, well, they, a lot of times there wasn't even room for them to get high down the aisle to get to the altar. They'd just pile up somewhere in the aisle and people would get to them and begin to pray with them. On the outside looking in, and there was as many out there as there was in the building. Oh, and I'm telling you, hey man, they'd be some of them preachers on the outside. Hey man, there'd be a preaching out there and preachers on the inside preaching in there. Hey man, I'm talking about people getting right with God. Hey man, on the outside and on the inside.
That's good. Amen.
I'm telling you, when it gets like that right there, y'all ever had a crowd big enough to raise the windows and people be on the outside?
Never had that before, son.
It's been a long time since Oscar seen it. But I'm going to tell you this right here. Now you can take this right here to the bank. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. If we'll do that right there, Brother Hatch, hey man, I'm going to tell you what can happen. Oh, preacher, hey man, there ain't enough of us to get it done. Hey man, it don't take a crowd. Hey man, thank God to get it done. Hey man, when they get before God, hey man, and put their petition before Him, God, how we want to see, hey man, old time, a Holy Ghost revival. Hey man, at Westside Baptist Church. I want you to back up and look at something. All the prophets of Baal and the groves, they all decided that they were going to put an end to the man of God. So they agreed to build an altar, fix it, set it up, and they were going to pray that whoever God took the sacrifices would be the one. Well, hey man, thank God, well, we're in the middle of the day and on in the evening they had cut themselves with stones and, hey man, cried out and Hey man, they just couldn't get the job done. Couldn't get it done. Well, old Elijah come along there.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, bless him.
Hey man, old Elijah come along there. Boy, he was laughing at them.
Yeah.
Telling them to call on their gods.
That's right.
All of these things. But it come Elijah's time. He prepared the sacrifice, everything.
Yes,
got it all in back into place. Then they dug them a ditch around that thing. Dug them a ditch around that altar. And when he got it dug, they told him to bring the barrels of water and pour around it. They brought water and poured around it. They brought water and poured around it. And you know what? I kind of figured that it's running over the sides just a little bit. But it didn't take Elijah all day to get the job done.
Amen.
Believe it was 38 words that he prayed. And the fire come down.
Amen.
It lapped up the sacrifice, the rods, everything that was there, and the water was all gone.
God bless him.
Just in a few little words.
Amen.
It ain't going to take many words from you. Amen. When you get serious with God and he knows how that you're serious, you know what he'll do? Boy, he'll move right quick.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He'll move quick.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I'd like to see and what I'd like to hear. Now, I believe I told you this morning, I believe there's some folks right here that can get a hold of God.
Yes, yes.
I believe that.
Amen. Yes.
I believe you can get a hold of him.
Yes.
But what is a prayer? What is prayer? It is a sincere desire of the heart.
That's right, it is.
What is your heart seeking from God?
That's right, amen.
Amen, I'm telling you. Hey man, they's back yonder. Now I've not dodged it. Hey man, thank God back yonder in July 2 years ago. Hey man, they put me down with that virus. Me and my wife both had it. Hey man, she stayed down for about 2 weeks, a little better. But old Oscar was down for between 5 and 6 weeks. Spent some time in the hospital.
Yeah.
Amen. I never got completely over what I had. But I'm going to tell you this right here. That did not stop me from loving God and calling on him.
Amen.
I had a brother. I had brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws. Maybe I ought not to go there. People are going to do what they're going to do. It don't matter what you say. Just going to do it. But my brother looked at me and he just pretty much said that it's a crying shame if a man didn't go get that shot. You know. But here he is, supposed to be a God-fearing man, a prayer-believing man. Is God still able or is he not? I said, is he still able?
Yes.
Well, Lord. Amen. I know he is. For I feel him. Amen. Thank God I'm boiling up. I down in my soul tonight. Amen. I still say, amen, if you need something from God, how you can still get it. You can still get it.
Yes, you can.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Well, I don't know. I wish y'all, some of y'all could feel seem like what's running out the end of my fingers. Amen. For it real.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. You know what? I told you, I don't know you folks. This morning, the first time I've laid eyes on any of you, all but Brother Hatch. But can I say something to you this night? I'm talking about something that I know what I'm talking about. I know what God has said. There are a need in the house. Maybe more than one. I just know the one. But I feel like God would love to help somebody.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. I said, I believe he wants to help somebody.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I believe there's enough of the power of God here tonight to get the job done. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I said, I believe there's enough of the power of God here tonight. Amen. To get the job done.
Amen.
But how willing are you?
That's right.
How willing are you?
Yes, right.
To bring it and put it before God. You can't tell me that God can't do these things.
That's right.
Hey, man, I told you this morning what happened to me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something else. Hey, man, I had a young preacher down there in the church. Hey, man, he come up with cancer. Doctor come in and said, hey, you got a year or less to live. That's what he told him. No alternative. But I can tell you what he done and how much he believed. They done some kind of little surgery. I don't know really what it was. But he come home and I'd been at church that Sunday and I'd preached and I went home and I just sat down to the dinner table and fixed my plate and my phone rung. This preacher was laying on his couch. He said, preacher, he said, would you bring your bottle of oil and come out here to see me? And he said, I think I'm a dying. I said, I'll be right there. I got in that car and just as fast as it would roll, I pulled up in his yard. And when I got there, there were a few of the folks from the church was there. And I walked in and he was laying. Just like that was the couch right there. He was laying on that couch covered up, his head up on this end and body down through here, and that man was lifeless.
Yeah.
Laying there with no color. Just barely could whisper. I went in, I sat down in the floor right in the front of him. Hey man, I had my oil with me. Uh-huh. I went in and I sat down in that floor and caught him by the hand.
Yeah.
I said, David, do you remember what the Lord told you? He nodded his head, yes. I pulled out that bottle of oil. And boy, got to knowing him. We got to praying around there, and I'm talking about, boy, it just like the roof of that house had rolled back and heaven fell in. Hey, man, in on top of us. Amen. Thank God when we begin to pray. Well, but just a little bit. Amen. That all of his color come back. Amen. Thank God. And he sat up on the couch. Amen. Begin to talk and laugh and talk about things that had happened back yonder. But listen to me. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. God's still real. God's able to deliver or whatever you've got.
Yes, he is.
I don't care how old or young you are, it don't matter.
That's right. God help.
I believe there's some folks here tonight who want to see it.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what seeing that does?
That does.
That strengthens.
It does. It increases. That's right.
It'll increase your faith. Amen. After what happened to me and what happened, amen, to that man, amen, thank God you do whatever you want. Amen. You can't make me doubt. Amen. You can't put disbelief, amen, in me, for God, amen, is still real.
Amen.
He said, I was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and change not. Amen. Now that's what's in that 16:11. Somebody needs God.
That's right,
brother.
Somebody here needs God.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you know how real he is? Do you really know how real that he is?
Yeah.
The sister sang the song about how much Jesus loves us.
That's right.
Amen. Now God, he really loves mankind.
Yes, he does.
He loves mankind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Boy, the earth was searched. Heaven was searched. And there wasn't one willing. Not one fit to do the job. Now, Jesus was from the beginning, before the creation of this thing.
Sure.
He was there with the Father.
Yeah.
Now, everybody thinks he just come some 2,000 years ago. And that was all he is to it. He has always been.
Amen.
Always been.
Yes, he has.
He still is.
Yes,
he is. And he's going to be.
Yes,
he is. Ah, Lord, have mercy. Thank God. Amen. He ain't ever going to change. Hallelujah. He ain't ever going to change. Amen. He's still going to be there. Amen. He's going to be there for me. He's going to be there for you. He'll be there for the rest of the world if they'll call on him.
Amen.
Somebody here lost.
Yes, sir.
Somebody here lost. That man called Jesus that come into this world lived about 33 and a half years and suffered all that he suffered.
Yes.
All in Pilate's hall and everybody else that he come in contact with. He was hated.
Yeah.
He was hated.
Yeah.
But you know what?
He
still went through it all.
Yes, he did.
Men hated him.
That's right.
They reviled him. They done everything to him.
Yeah.
But he asked Father. He said, Father, take this cup from me. Uh-huh. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So, they took him and He drug his cross part of the way to Golgotha. But there was another man by the wayside. Simon Peter. Helped bear his cross.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that, don't believe it, and wouldn't tell you that. That he carried it all the way, but he didn't. Why, preacher? Have you ever seen? How many of you got a picture of Jesus in your house? Hey man, hanging on a cross with a little plait of thorns on his head and just a little streak on his side. That wasn't him. That was not him. I have got a picture at my house of a man hanging on a cross. And all you can see is raw meat hanging off of him.
That's right.
That's what he was.
Right.
Well, preacher, why was all that necessary? That you could have life.
That's
right. So you could have life.
That's right.
And have it more abundantly.
Right.
How many of y'all got that hope tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, preacher. I don't believe I've ever seen the power of God touching somebody much worse than it is right now. Preacher, you don't know. Yes, I know.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I don't know you, but I know God. There's been a many a time God put his finger on somebody.
Right.
I didn't put it. God did. But I believe the Lord's dealing with somebody tonight. A lot of you think, well, preacher, you ought to cut it off right now. Listen, I've learned a long time ago. When God speaks to me, that's when I do things.
Amen.
I don't do it just because somebody else thinks I ought to.
Right. That's right.
God knows what he's doing.
He does.
I don't, but he does.
Amen.
There's other needs in the house tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what your need is. There ain't one of you talked to me and told me nothing. But I'm telling you, there is a cure.
Yes. Amen.
They're a cure.
Yes, preacher.
They're a cure for what's wrong with you. What is it? Jesus and salvation. That is the cure that you need tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'd rather see you right up here in this altar of praying and talking to God than to preach to you.
Yes.
I'd rather be right there praying with you.
Yes.
Than preaching to you.
And
I love preaching.
Yes, sir.
But I love seeing sinners get right with God.
Amen.
While they come to the piano.
Amen.
Something as needed in your life. Take inventory tonight. While the Lord's speaking to you, would be a real good time. Just get up and walk right down here and get in this altar and get it fixed.
Yes, sir.
I can't do it for you, and Brother Heights can't do it for you. But that man called Jesus. There's an empty, There's a void in there. You've tried every way in the world to fill it and you can't. Would you love to get it filled and get at ease with this thing? If you bring it to Jesus, He'll fill it for you tonight. While we stand together and while they play, think about it tonight. Preacher, I don't need this today. You know what? I've got about a 7-hour drive ahead of me in the morning. But there's nothing says that I'll make it to my destiny in Alabama. But you know what? The most of you in here can be at the house 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. But you know what? You may not make it to that home. You may not get there. But while the Lord's calling, would you come tonight? Would you come? Oh, Lord. How much I feel God tugging at the heart. I wonder right now, would you just be honest with yourself and God and walk down here and let us pray with you. Amen. If you'll come, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll stop what I'm doing and I'll get in here and I'll pray with you till you get satisfied in your heart.
That's right.
Would you do it tonight, please? Please. Don't let this night get by you without finding Jesus dear to your heart. Ah, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I don't know your name, and that right there just don't matter to me. But I tell you what I could do if the Lord would say do it, I would. But I don't do these kind of things. But I could come and put my hand on you tonight. I could put my hand on you that God has spoke to. Come on right now. Come on. Don't let it get by you tonight, for it may never happen again. May not ever come your way again. Oh, preacher, God ain't that a way. Yeah. God is that way. He's a loving God. That's the reason He went to Calvary. For you and I. Somebody needs Him tonight. Oh, Lord. You know what I'd love to do? If there would be any way tonight, I'd love to swap places with you for just a little bit. I'd love to swap places with you. For I believe I can get you to Jesus.